You are listening to the Ultimate Intimacy Podcast, where we discuss how to find ultimate intimacy in your relationship. We believe that no matter how many years you've been married, you can achieve passion, romance, happiness, and ultimate intimacy at any stage of your life. Join us as we talk to not only marriage experts, but couples just like yourself and people who are just flat out fun. The Ultimate Intimacy Podcast is for couples who have a good relationship but want to make it even better.
It's the Ultimate Intimacy Podcast with your hosts, Nick and Amy. And today's episode is Say These Three Things to Transform Your Marriage. Did I get that right?
Say These Three Things? You mean sentences?
Say these three sentences.
We're going to call this one These Three Magic Phrases Will Change Your Intimacy.
Okay. All right. There you have it.
There
you have the title. So I must admit, I wouldn't say I'm ripping this off, but we heard a talk from our church, and these are some of the things they talked about, and I thought, you know what? That's amazing. And that is such simple advice, and yet these three things, probably more than anything else we've ever talked about in 250 episodes or whatever we're at, I don't know. These three things probably can be the most powerful for a people's marriage.
Yeah, I agree. Guess what? I'm going to full on admit something right now.
Okay.
I suck at saying these.
Well, it's okay.
I do. I'm just going to flat out say I'm not very good at this.
Most people aren't.
I look at all three of these and I'm like, those should be really easy to say. And Nick always says them first. I will give you full credit.
Well, I don't
need credit.
You
always say all three of these phrases first. And you're way better at it.
That's okay.
It's hard. These are hard to say.
It is. I think it is.
One of them's not super hard to say, but you always beat me to it.
Of them is extremely hard to say.
A lot of people call you Super Husband Nick. I'm gonna agree with that on this episode. You are Super Husband Nick when it comes to saying these three phrases.
Well, I guess.
So I hope that everyone listening to this episode can humbly be like, I either need to do better at saying these, or I'm pretty good at this, and I'm going to pat myself on the back.
Okay, so we're not going to give them all up to you now, but we'll go through each one of them, and we'll talk about why quickly, the benefits of saying what they say.
Okay. We're going to start.
Right there?
Right there.
Okay. The first phrase or things that you should say pretty much every day is, the first one is saying, I'm sorry.
Every day?
Well, okay. Or just whenever. But like,
when you actually need to say, I'm sorry.
But saying, I'm sorry.
I am sorry. That is a hard phrase to say, especially if you're feeling hurt during the conflict or whatever happened. Like, if you feel hurt, it's hard to say, I'm sorry.
Okay. But imagine you're in an argument, right?
Okay.
Okay. We're in an argument. Imagine if I say, you know what? I am so sorry. I apologize. It's my fault. Versus if I never say that, what is going to be the difference? There's going to be substantial difference.
It seems like, and maybe I don't know if I'm right on this or not. It seems like every couple probably has that one person that's a little more humble and has an easier time saying, I'm sorry. And then you've got another spouse that like has a harder time saying it. Do you think most marriages are like that?
Yeah, or there's some marriages that just...
They both have a hard time with it?
For sure, yeah. Because I think... Here's my opinion. I don't know if I'm right. I don't have any, you know, thing to back this up. But I think saying I'm sorry can kind of be... rub off on the other person, right? Like if a spouse is constantly saying, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Naturally, that other spouse is going to say, man, you know, they're going to start looking inward and probably start saying, I'm sorry more often too. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things that will kind of rub off or influence the other spouse too, just like anything else, right? Like,
I think, like in our marriage, I think I have a harder time saying I'm sorry, but the minute Nick says that, or I'm sorry that you feel that way, or whatever it is, I'm usually like, I'm sorry too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm exactly. sorry. Like, it literally changes the atmosphere.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those things like we talk about where...
Who goes first,
right? Like, neither one wants to go first, but the second one of the spouses says, you know what, I'm really sorry. It just, number one, it diffuses, it immediately resolves the conflict.
It really does. Right? It really does.
Like, once
if it's meaningful.
Yeah, if it's meaningful, it immediately resolves the conflict. The conflict at that point ends, you can move on with your life.
But it should end, unless you're an arguer. And you won't let it end.
Yeah, but I mean, I would say for most couples, if it's a sincere apology, it's going to end the argument, yes. or the conflict, yes. right? So that's one of the great reasons why you should say it.
I know you're rolling your eyes because you're like, I am sorry, really? That's one of the magical phrases. If you literally started tomorrow and every single time you felt like you did something that hurt your spouse in any way, and you automatically just said, I'm so sorry, and you meant it, that would change your marriage.
Absolutely.
That would change it.
I mean, the second thing it does is it gets rid of the pride, right? Like, instead of having the attitude of saying, oh, I'm not wrong. I'm not saying I'm sorry. It's their fault.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even just something as simple as saying, you know what? At the end of the day.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I made her feel bad. Even if I'm right or whatever. Like, I made her feel bad or it's not worth it. Like, you know what? I'm sorry. And it doesn't have to always be like a, I'm sorry I was wrong. It can, like Amy said, it can be, you know what? I'm so sorry I made you feel that way.
I'm sorry that it came across like that.
Exactly.
I'm sorry that I don't understand what you're saying or what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Like you said, it doesn't have to be like, I'm sorry I was wrong. You can say, I'm sorry that I'm not understanding you right now. Like, even just that tone of voice makes your spouse kind of calm down and be like, okay, maybe I just need to calm down and talk about this in a better tone.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the other thing that this causes is more enhanced communication. Like, when you say, I'm sorry, it's going to lead to better communication to be able to talk about things versus putting up a wall. You notice so often when you're arguing and no one's willing to say sorry, immediately your walls go up and you stop talking.
For sure.
And you just get pissed and go the other way, right?
Sure. Right.
So saying I'm sorry lowers things, it stops it, and enhances the communication.
Can you imagine the change if a couple is arguing and it's getting heated and one person said, I'm sorry that I'm fired up. I'm sorry that I'm kind of losing control right now. Like, I'm sorry that I'm upsetting you. If one person did that, it literally changes the entire tone of the
exactly.
conversation, right?
Exactly. Another thing is it shows respect by apologizing and saying, I'm sorry. It demonstrates that you actually care about your spouse's feelings, that you value the relationship, and you're taking, you know, their mm-hmm. thoughts, their feelings into consideration. It's also it creates humility, right?
Right.
It's a very hard thing to say, you know what, I'm so sorry.
It is hard.
It creates humility. It knocks down the pride. It makes you humble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just overall, there's so many things that this simple thing does, and they're all positive. There's no negatives at all about saying I'm sorry.
No. And it really is a magical word.
And then I think the final one, like, it creates forgiveness, right? Yeah,
Huge.
It just allows you to move on.
Right? Nobody wants to be stuck on resentment or something that triggered somebody. Like, that's the whole point of having a great marriage, is, like, moving on and actually forgiving.
Yeah. Well, and then I think one more final one is it rebuilds trust. Like, when you say I'm sorry, it really is starting that process of rebuilding trust and acknowledging that you are sincere and
you know, things for like sure.
So,
for sure.
I mean, just so many positive things. All right. So saying I'm sorry, do that often in your marriage. The second thing is saying thank you.
I know. Big shocker. This is like, I know, life changing, right? These words are like, you've never heard this before.
Okay, but
it is a magical word to say thank you. Most husbands that have taken some of our polls and said, what I want more in our marriage than anything is appreciation. Like, so many husbands have said, all I feel like is a paycheck. I feel like I'm never appreciated, or I never make enough money, or I never do enough, or I'm never good enough. And some wives too, obviously. But just that simple, when your spouse walks in the door, thank you for working so hard today, or thank you for doing the dishes, or thank you for being such a great mother. Like, so, that is like changing for people.
Exactly. So imagine a situation so simple as your spouse does the dishes, right? You come up and you give him a hug and you say, thank you so much for doing that. That helped out greatly.
It doesn't even mean it wasn't his job. Yeah. It just means you're grateful that he did it.
What do you think is going to happen? He's going to be like, oh my heck, I want to do more for you. Right? Like, it naturally is going to be like he or she is going to want to do more for you because they feel like you are grateful.
I'm bad at this one. Because I do so many dishes and I always cook and blah, blah, blah. And I'm always cleaning the kitchen and like deep cleaning it. And like Nick will come in and wipe the counter or do the dishes. And I'm like, oh, that's, why should I have to say thank you for that? I literally do it 10 times a day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I let my pride go and I say, thank you for cleaning up, or thank you for doing the stupid dishes. I mean, it's both people's jobs, but like when you even just say thank you, that literally doesn't just make your spouse feel good. It's good for you. Like internally, like it does something to you. It changes your attitude of that's not even my job or the scorekeeping or any of those kind of things. It's like, I literally feel more appreciative in my life. Like I feel more positive when that word comes out, right?
Yeah. I mean, imagine, like, okay, we all go to restaurants, right? And, you know, a lot of us probably notice, like, the people that are at the tables that are really grateful, or maybe we're one of them, maybe we aren't, but the server serving us, like, brings us some water. We're like, hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And then brings us food. Or then you have your people that they never say thank you, and nothing's ever good enough, right?
They just expect service, yeah.
You can, and I think I talked about this in a previous podcast, is you can see the difference in the happiness in someone who's appreciative and someone who's not appreciative. The 99.9% of the time, the people who are not saying thank you are going to have expectations. They're going to get pissed easily. Mm-hmm. They're going to be ungrateful. They're going to be miserable. Nothing's ever going to be good enough. And then it's the people that are appreciative. And I've also noticed this in situations too, where like Amy and I do marriage retreats, right? And most of the time things go perfectly, but occasionally you get something like we had a retreat last year, and the road, so we're up hiking and the road got closed down because someone fell on a hike and the helicopter was up there.
It was literally life flight
yeah. Getting the people. And my first thought is like, oh man, I hope no one's upset. Like we had to wait
in the heat for probably 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah. And I was like, oh man, I hope no one's going to be upset or mad. And the opposite happened. Everyone in the group started praying for that person up there. And everyone was like so grateful. Like, oh, we don't care. We just hope he's okay. And those people were all such good and happy people. It could have very easily been like, where's this bus? Why do we have to wait? And
I'm sweating.
It's too hot out here. My point is by simply saying thank you and expressing that often is going to completely transform the way you look at life, the way you look at your spouse, the happiness in your life. And again, if you don't believe me, just observe the people that are happy. You're probably going to see them being very appreciative, showing gratitude, saying thank you. And the people that are not happy in life are the ones that are not saying thank you, showing appreciation. I really believe that ingratitude is probably one of the biggest sins that we can commit. When we're not grateful to our spouse, when we're not grateful to God, when we are not appreciative, I really think that we're going to be, at the end of the day, we're going to be judged on how we treat other people, how appreciative we are, how grateful we are for the things that we have.
Love it. I think that thank you is a magical word. And I think if you made a goal in your marriage to say thank you to your spouse one time a day, every day for the next week, I think that you would see the atmosphere in your marriage change.
No question. No question. It's interesting. Like, how do I say this? So growing up, my parents, one of the things they always really ingrained in me, it was to be grateful for everything. And it's funny, I go to restaurants and I think, look, I think this is an area that I have a lot of weaknesses, but I think this is an area that I was strong in this area. And it's interesting, as I've looked at my kids, I noticed that all my kids, as we go out to eat and say things like that, they're always saying thank you every time the waitress or waiter brings a water, or every time something is, they're always saying thank you. And I'm like,
well, even just our 11-year-old every night, thanks for dinner, mom, or thanks for taking me to the store, mom, or thanks for buying me that treat, or thanks for picking me up. Like, I'm like, that's pretty good for an 11-year-old to notice that. And I think that we teach our kids how to treat people, right? I mean, they watch us and learn from us. And like, I want to agree, like, you're really good at saying thank you.
Well, the point I was going to try to make is sometimes when I'm at dinner, I'm like, oh my heck, I'm saying thank you way too often. Like, I'm probably driving this person nuts, right?
No way.
It's interesting. I can see even the attitude in the waitress or waiter who is serving us dinner or whatever. I can see when we're constantly saying thank you for everything, it's almost like you can see a change in them too, as to how they want to, provide customer service and serve you and things like that. It really is contagious. So
it is. It's contagious.
So the second one is learn to say thank you and say that on a daily basis to your spouse.
Daily basis.
The final one.
Everybody can guess the final one.
Is saying, I love you.
I know. Shocker. I'm sorry. And I thank you. I love you. I love you is number one. Nick is so good at this too. Gosh, you are a super husband.
Oh, I need to adjust my hat.
I'm always like, love you too. Nick's like, I love you so much. I love you too. Like, I'm definitely not the one that does it first.
And it's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay.
You've got a lot of strengths.
But I think saying I love you is naturally going to lead to the actions. So, and if you say, I love you, you know how much I love you, you know how much I appreciate you, that's naturally going to lead to the actions.
Absolutely.
It's really interesting. You hear a lot of spouses say that, well, we don't need to say I love you because my spouse already knows it. Like, that's a bunch of crap, right?
Yep.
Like, your spouse needs to hear that, and not only needs to hear that, but obviously we'll see the actions as well.
I do believe that your actions speak louder than your words. And like I always say, love is a verb. So you can't say I love you and then not give your spouse the emotional intimacy and the kindness and the caring and all those things that you need. But saying I love you is very, very important, and then showing it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, absolutely. Like, saying I love you, there's so many husbands or wives that say, my husband never, like, I know he loves me, but he just isn't very good at saying it. Like, saying it to each other on a daily basis can change your marriage.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, it's so powerful. Those words are so powerful. And again, I've said it 100 times, those words typically lead to action. I also think it's very important for your kids to hear you saying I love you to each other.
I agree with that.
I mean, they're going to see that. That's going to show them a great example of what a good marriage is like, and also how to express love. Just kind of like I shared with my kids and saying thank you. Hopefully that's something that they'll carry over to their relationship as well, and express to their spouse how much they love them. I mean, again, coming back to it, if you look at couples that are saying I love you, it typically is also expressed that way. Mm-hmm. I love the Gormans that do our marriage retreat. As they're up there giving their instruction, sometimes they'll say, I love you, and just express it.
So,
and then,
cute.
You know, and then it's like a rub or a hug or whatever. And like, you're like, man, they are
in love.
in love. And you can tell because they're expressing that not only through the words, but through mm-hmm. the actions.
I think that every spouse, this is my thoughts, I think every time you leave the house, you should say, love you. Like, I think that's really important because you never know, like, if something's going to happen. Like, I don't want to, like, say, oh, that's, we should always live like we just never know, but we kind of should.
Yeah.
Right? And why would you not say I love you every time you leave the house? It's simple, it's meaningful, and it will change your marriage.
And why would you assume that your spouse knows? Just because you're living together? Like, couples fall out of love all the time.
Absolutely.
If you were expressing these three things on a daily basis, on I'm sorry, thank you, and I love you, what are the chances that you're going to have a crappy marriage?
Probably not.
Probably not. Almost a 0% chance. Like, these three things, these three sayings are going to create such an amazing, positive, and loving environment between the two of you. How could you not see transformational things in your marriage?
I bet that the conflict and the resentments, like whatever is like hurting your relationship, if you implement these words daily for a few weeks, I bet you'll see that change. I bet you'll see a lot of the conflict go away. I think you'll see the atmosphere in your marriage change. I think you'll see more positivity in your marriage. And that's when intimacy gets better.
Yeah. I'd say, just wrapping up, look at the world. Look at how divided we are in everything. If you look at these three sayings, these three things, these are not being said in the world. You don't hear people in the world saying, I'm sorry.
No.
Right?
No.
You don't hear people in the world saying, thank you.
No.
You don't hear people in the world saying, I love you. Like, these three things are three things that are 100% for the most part. I can't say 100% for the most part, but
yeah.
In society in general, like, these three things are completely excluded from the human language nowadays. And so how much more important it is that we keep saying these things within our marriage. Again, I promise you, you do these things. These three things alone are going to encompass every other thing that we've ever talked about, whether it's conflict resolution, having better emotional intimacy, having better sexual intimacy,
mm-hmm.
you name it. Saying these three things are going to completely change every other thing that I think we've ever talked about.
And if your spouse isn't good at these three things, start doing them yourself and watch them get better at it.
Yeah. And I would say, for the next couple weeks, make it your goal as a couple or individually to say these three things on a daily basis. I'm sorry, thank you, and I love you.
Yep.
And I think you'll see great change in your marriage.
Agree.
So,
a little bit shorter, but pretty direct and pretty simple and pretty magical.
Yeah.
Magic words.
So let us know what you think of the podcast. We always love hearing from all of you. We hear from a lot of you. Amy@ultimateintimacy.com. It'll either be myself or Amy responding.
Usually Nick.
And just let us know how you enjoy the podcast. And if you do enjoy the podcast, please, again, consider leaving us a review.
We'd appreciate it.
We very much appreciate it. We love doing these. And as I always say, for the amount of people listening to the podcast, we should have thousands of reviews. So,
and we appreciate your support. If you need any awesome intimate products, our podcast is sponsored by our own store,
Ultimate Intimacy Products.
And we have a new couples box that is awesome because our new Position Deck 2 is out. And we also have a new product, if you didn't already know, that is amazing. It's the top seller. And both of those products are in the new box. So if you need a great anniversary gift, just a gift to buy your spouse because you love them.
Where can they find that? Shop.ultimateintimacy.com. I'm going to make a new jingle.
Wow, that was beautiful.
So shop.ultimateintimacy.com.
Have a great day.